Pamela?
It's not, you know, it costs more to have a clinical psychologist for an hour than it does to put some tablets down a child's throat. Yes.
Thank you very much indeed, Pamela and Alan, and indeed to Kay. By way of your final remarks on this, Caroline, you were disagreeing vigorously with what Alan and Pamela were saying there.
Not to that extent. I mean,
you were shaking
the fact
your head.
That they were saying that drugs can be the first and easy option is the point that I find very, very difficult. My son has had problems from the age of 2 years just before that. We saw psychologists, behaviour therapists, nutritionalists, dietary people. We saw everybody. We saw schools. We asked for intervention in schools, and I was told I was a paranoid mother. It wasn't until he was expelled from a special needs school that they took us seriously and said, okay, yeah, we'll look into it again. They tested him for epilepsy. They tested him for thyroid. They tested him for absolutely everything. It was a final resort that they came to give him drugs. Even once they suggested it, it was a lot for us. We had to do a lot of investigating. Did we want to put our child on a drug?
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that we go at willy-nilly. We really do look into it, and so do 99% of the parents that contact us.